from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, commentaries from the summer 2019 Youth Express interns, and letters written by students to their future selves. First, Caitlin Johnson, a senior at Hempfield Area High School, with a commentary on foreign language education.
Hola, me llamo Caitlin Johnson y yo soy un estudiante. I would like to talk to you today about the importance of foreign language education. As a 17-year-old high school student, my Spanish speaking isn't perfect by any means, but it still puts me above the national average for language learning in the United States. According to the Pew Research Center, in 2017, only 20% of U.S. students were learning a foreign language, well below Europe's median language learning percentage of 92% back in 2016. The fact that, as I put on my job applications, I am conversationally fluent in Spanish gives me an advantage that many other students in the U.S. don't have. Not only do my language skills make me more marketable to jobs, colleges, and internships, but they also make me more interconnected in this increasingly globalized world. My Spanish skills have allowed me to communicate with others that I would not have been able to otherwise. During a recent trip to San Antonio, Texas, I was able to converse with locals, vendors, and shop owners in Spanish, allowing me to better appreciate the environment and culture I was visiting. Beyond that, seeing the smiles on their faces when I used simple phrases like por favor and muchas gracias made the trip that much more enjoyable. Giving students the option to learn a foreign language early on in their education creates a better foundation for the life skills they will need later in life, such as improving memory, sharpening the ability to multitask, boosting creativity, and most importantly, creating the globalized view of the world that helps us to appreciate the cultures of others. With a commentary for Youth Express, this is Caitlin Johnson.
Now, higher achievement scholars meeting at Pittsburgh Sterrett read letters they had written to their future selves.
My name is Janaya. I'm 12. I'm a higher achievement scholar. In 15 years, I will be 27, and my dream is to have my own hair shop. It will be called Naya's Luscious Locks, and I will have a boy, and you will never give up, work hard, and go where you want to be.
Hi, my name is Destiny. I'm 12 and I was being in 8th grade. Dear future me, you're pretty and you're cute. You know how to dress and don't let people run over you. Do you, boo. Don't fight over no boy. Live your life. Don't hold back from something powerful and be successful.
Hi, my name is Maria and I'm 10 years old and I'm a higher achievement scholar. This is my letter to myself. Dear future self, how's life been? Are you in the Olympics? How much money did you make? How tall are you? Did you follow your dreams? You should work hard to fulfill your dreams and be strong. Who's your best friend? Are you still in touch with your friends? How good can you draw? Did you finish school? What things do you like? Live like you were meant to. Be strong and do good.
Hi, my name is Ryan. I'm 12. I'm a higher achievement scholar, and this is my letter to my future self. Dear future self, I hope that you got to where present me wants to be right now. I hope that you are successful and not giving up and keep fighting for what you want. I hope that you are not pregnant because that ruins everything I have planned for me. Live a little but not too much. Stick to the plan, sis.
My name is Duran. I'm 10 years old and I'm a high achievement student. Dear Duran, in 15 years, I will be 25 and I hopefully I will be a millionaire and I will date Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. I'm going to be a successful person. I'm going to take care of my mom, and I'm going to be a teacher.
Hi, my name is Natalia, and I'm 11 years old, and I'm a scholar at higher achievement. And this is my letter to my future self. Dear future self, hey, you're 26, and I'm 11 right now. Right now, I'm in camp, about to go to middle school. Yes, I'm leaving stupid, kind of fun. I'm going to stare at it. So I'm guessing you already started your own business. We already know you got your dance team and stuff. I don't know where you're going to find this letter, but for sure you're going to find it. This was just a little something-something for my future self. So good luck, Shorty, what they used to call us, in this cruel but eventful world. Have fun as your 26-year-old self. Enjoy it and live it because it can be taken in a matter of seconds. Sincerely, Shorty, your past self.
On our last segment, Eden Auslander, a senior at Upper St. Clair High School, with reflections on her service trip to Belize.
About a month and a half ago, I spent a week in Placencia, Belize, with seven other upcoming seniors from my school as a part of a Leadership Academy program. We were accompanied by four teachers as we traveled about 8 hours altogether to our destination. We had spent months leading up to the trip, meeting with each other to plan and prepare for the service work we would be doing at the town's local school. St. John's Memorial Anglican School includes a preschool and classes for standards 1-6. While there, I spent my mornings co-teaching standard 2, which consists of students around ages 8 to 9, with a few exceptions. I spent 5 days teaching the students how to be leaders through lessons that included activities involving self-expression and reflections. Each day we focused on a new core value. Monday we taught the students about teamwork, Tuesday commitment, Wednesday honesty, and Thursday courage. It was heartwarming to see my students grow as they learned new guiding principles. But what amazed me the most was the children's attitude. They were so welcoming to my fellow teachers and me immediately after meeting us. Their positive energy was radiant. We were teaching in almost 100-degree heat with no air conditioning in the building. These kids never stopped smiling, even as they sweated through their uniforms. From this experience, I've realized how much I've taken for granted in my everyday life. In the future, when facing a challenge, I will think back to my inspiring students' persistence. The Belizean children I had the pleasure of meeting truly inspire me with the perseverance exhibited as they pushed to learn new material even through difficult school conditions and some unfortunate at-home situations. While these kids may not have the luxuries of 21st century American education, the knowledge they seek will continuously enrich their lives and hopefully grant them better opportunities. With a commentary for Youth Express, this is Eden Auslander, a senior at Upper St. Clair High School.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.